Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, about 13 minutes after 4 o'clock. One of my favorite times of the week, because we get to talk to our good buddy, Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. Make your stress-free vacation a reality. How do you do that? You call Salty Seas Travel. Call up Stephanie. She'll take care of everything. You can also visit their website, saltyseastravelagency.com. Disneyland in California just opened a Guardians of the Galaxy mission breakout at Disney's California Adventures, Walt Disney World in Florida. They've got the World of Avatar opening up at the Animal Kingdom. For all of these great experiences and to schedule your next big family vacation, call Salty Seas Travel Agency. Contact Stephanie. You can give her a call or you can visit her website, saltyseastravelagency.com. A big, big weekend at the box office for Wonder Woman. And I'll tell you what, our Superman is on the line with us right now, and Al Harris. Al, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Well, I like that list, by the way. I don't know who Al Harris was, but I appreciate it.
Nobody said that I was perfect, right? Hey, I'll tell you what, man. It was a near-perfect weekend for Wonder Woman. Far exceeded expectations. Just cleaned house at the box office. I don't know if you've had the chance to watch this movie yet. I thought it was exceptionally well done. I thought the story was very, very good as well. Have you had the chance to watch this yet?
I did. And we're going to disagree on this. I'm actually kind of amazed of like how good of the reviews it's getting. It's like 90...
Uh-oh. We knew that Al was... There he is. We lost you for a second there, buddy. Go ahead. As you were.
Sorry about that. Yeah, driving through downtown L.A. right now, so hopefully this doesn't happen again. But a little shocked about how good of the reviews were. I went with a few friends of mine who are all in the industry, and all of us were a little like, we thought it was fine. Thought it was, you know, much better than the other DC outputs. But definitely, it didn't feel like anything like world-beating at all. Felt very much like a lot of the other superhero movies. I don't personally like the style of fighting that DC movies incorporates, where it feels like much more of like I'm watching like a role-playing video game where it's like you take a turn, I take a turn, instead of like straight up like just all-out fighting. So that kind of always takes me out of it. I thought the performances were really strong. I thought there were some really good elements to it, but all in all, I thought it was a little slow paced, a little overlong. But, I mean, for what it was, I thought it was good. I just don't understand, like, the love affair for it.
So, in your opinion, Al, this isn't the DC movie that sort of saves the DC movie franchise here?
Well, for me, like, content-wise, I didn't love it, but I think it will do. Because of the money it's making, because of the reviews it's getting, I'm definitely in the minority right now of that. I don't know if it'll save DC, but it puts them on a much better footing than they were, let's say, a year ago this time when both Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman completely bombed.
Sure, Al. I'm just curious. I mean, the Arrow does well. The Flash does well in the TV series. Everything else, Supergirl seems to be doing all right over there on the CW. Why is it you think the characters seem to develop better for DC and the TV as opposed to the movie? And do you just need a little more depth with some of these guys?
I think, I talked about this last week. I think a lot of it has to do with them handing the keys over to Zack Snyder. And Zack Snyder's been kind of running the DC
sure
world, and a lot of those movies are kind of based on him, where he's always been style over substance. And I think like Marvel, where it's
we lost
character based.
There he is.
Sorry about that. But okay. It's a little more, you know, character based, a little more humor. Like a lot of these movies were missing the humor. Yeah. Wonder Woman kind of got a little more of that going. But I think with TV, they're allowed to be more fun, allowed to really expand the characters more, and which they haven't done cinema-wise.
See, I thought it was interesting, too, and I mean, clearly you disagree, but weren't you at least a little intrigued, or like, didn't you think the story itself was kind of well done, merging the two ideas of Greek mythology and World War One? I thought kind of putting those two together was kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool, and I thought they did a good job with that. I guess I'm just, it was hard for me to suspend disbelief when you have this, you know, Wonder Woman running through the front of battle in her costume and not be like, this is a little absurd. Like, there's a lot of times where you do have that suspension disbelief, especially in these superhero movies, you have to, but that one was a little too much to ask for me, at least. I thought it looked great. I thought it was great. I just wasn't, like, as invested because of that.
Fair enough. No, and I think that's a reasonable criticism of that, because I found myself thinking that same thing while watching this a couple of days ago. So I could definitely get on the same page with you there. Again, we're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. Boy, we missed this when we talked to you last week, but I want to bring this up because I think it's worth mentioning, even though we won't be able to see anything on screen for probably at least a calendar year. But Tom Cruise mentioned a couple of weeks ago that a Top Gun sequel is indeed coming. And again, we're probably at least a year away from seeing any kind of trailer for this. I mean, they haven't really started filming it yet, to the best of my knowledge. Any thoughts on the direction that they're going to go with this? Because it's been somewhere in the area of 30 years since the original came up.
Yeah, I cannot get, like, excited for it. I think it's, for me, with doing it without Tony Scott, who directed it and is one of my favorite action directors of all time, who sadly passed away from suicide a few years ago, I don't think they should. Without him, I don't want to see it, first of all. Second of all, I mean, Tom Cruise is what, like 60 now? Like, what's, I just don't see it being any interesting. I guess this seems like a cash grab to me. Oh, Top Gun was great 30 years ago. Let's see what we can do with it. I don't think it's going to be good at all. I just, like I said, it's a cash grab. And what are they going to do, bring Val Kilmer back, who's like 30 pounds overweight now and hasn't had a good movie in 10 years? So I don't know. I have no excitement for it whatsoever. It's like I said, it seems like a cash grab to me, something that the studio's like, oh, we already have, you know, the intellectual property. Let's try and squeeze every amount of earnings we can out of this. But, yeah, I'm not excited.
In your opinion, Al, is there a movie out there that never got a sequel that you think deserves one, or a movie that you'd like to see remade?
Here's my thing, and I never understood why they don't do this. They've done it with I'm trying to think. There was something like, I know they've done it on TV with like Battlestar Galactica,
yeah.
But I think what they should do is take a property that is interesting as a very good concept and was just done horribly. There's a few, I can't think off the top of my head, but there's a bunch that like I've been like interested in and they just didn't stick the landing. I know they tried to do that with Fantastic Four and they bombed that as well, but I think they should be doing more remakes of good IPs that are just poorly executed.
Yeah. Fair enough. No, I think that's an interesting question, too, because there are some movies out there that I think we look at and think, you know, I wish somebody would take another crack at that. Speaking of movies who have been remade, second and third cracks have been taken at this, and I thought it was done pretty well last time around. Ghostbusters. Dan Aykroyd apparently is pretty upset at the guy that directed the remake that came out last summer. Well, can you tell us what's going on there? Why is Dan Aykroyd so upset?
Yeah, it's actually weird because from what I've heard is Aykroyd isn't necessarily upset at the movie because he actually came out and said he enjoyed the movie and thought that Paul Feig did a good job like directing it. The issue he had with him is that what he said is there was a lot of scenes that they told him that he should shoot, and he said, no, we're good. And then they ended up doing reshoots and shooting kind of the exact scenes that they wanted done after the fact. And because of that, the budget skyrocketed, went through the roof. And they said that the money, even though it made a good deal amount of money, it just cost so much because he was being, for lack of a better term, maybe stubborn with not taking the input he should have. And because of that, they're not going to be able to do a sequel because it costs too much. So he's not upset with the quality of the product. He was just upset, really, with the way the production went, which I can kind of, from what he said, it all seems like pretty, like, legit to me. I am a huge fan of Paul Feig, the director, and I thought he did a good job with it. My biggest issue with that movie was the fact that I felt like it should have taken place in the same universe as the Ghostbusters, that Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd should have played their original characters and not just, like, showed up for cameos. I thought it would have been a lot more stronger that way. But, yeah, it's a shame they're not going to make a sequel, and if what Aykroyd says is the reason why, then he is totally a good reason to have issue with it.
We're talking with our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency. All right, Al. Two non-Hollywood related topics we need to bring up. We'll start.
If it has to do with the Cavs, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that was going to be one. I mean, come on. How? I mean, is there any way of fixing this thing?
I don't think a director could fix
it. Here's
that
the thing. With the rants, it's making it super tough. But if you look at it, I think McMenamin had posted this stat last night, which was they had lost both games at home last year by 48 points. This year's only 41. So there's a silver lining right there. We've done it before, but adding Durant just makes it super tough. But right now, the only, you know, positive thing I can really think of is the fact that right now it's LeBron versus everyone. Our role players have not looked good. Kyrie's looked bad. Korver can't make a shot. J.R. Smith has lost it. While I hate seeing Shumpert take, like, the shots he took, he was the only one playing aggressive, which I totally love seeing at least someone doing it. Historically, home is when the role players really show up. So that's my one thing, is if they can show up in game three, the other players play well, I think we can definitely take game three, and then it's a series again. So game three is as important as it gets, and hopefully they can win it.
Okay, well, that was a lot more optimistic than I was expecting when I first asked you that question.
I'm always optimistic. I've been saying every year is going to be the Browns' year for 15 years. I'm just an optimistic sports fan. But as long as we have LeBron, I think my optimism is totally legit.
Fair enough. All right, well, we're going to cut you loose on this, partner. You are a very well-traveled individual. You've been just about everywhere in the United States. I want to know if you've ever been to a place called Tony Baloney's in Hoboken, New Jersey. Have you ever heard of that pizza place?
No, I've been to Hoboken, but never to Tony Baloney's.
They serve a pizza called the Taco 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 Pizza. So it's a 30-pound pie, right? And there are tacos on every single slice. It's our daily food for thought today. And it's tacos on every slice with queso sauce and homemade guacamole. Are you in or are you out?
I would definitely try it. It's not something I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get it every time. But, yeah, it definitely sounds worth a try.
See, I knew you'd be on my side on this thing. It's something I think you would absolutely love. It's a gigantic piece of pizza with some tacos on it. There's no way you could say no to that.
No, sounds great. But I will say, if you are ever in that area, head up to New Haven, Connecticut. I forget the name of the place. They have a clam pizza that's incredible. Mm.
I'm intrigued by that. That sounds good.
Clam pizza. That might be a future food for thought item. We'll definitely keep that in mind. Al, we appreciate it as always, my man. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bull. I appreciate it. Thank you, Matt. Have a good week.
You too. That's Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's brought to you by Salty Seas Travel Agency.